All right, the next one is Lynn Lowe. Hey, Lynn. All right, let me find yours. Did I share? Is it, what's this? Okay, can you see my screen? I'll just look at the patient report. I don't need the practitioner reports too detailed. All right, so I think I've got everything. I'm gonna go here and open your report. All right, Lynn.
We don't see your screen yet, Dr. Murray.
I don't know what's happening with this. I gotta stop, start it again. Where is it? Okay, share. Okay, there we go. I don't think I want you. Oh, do you have, no, yours aren't. I was gonna say international, but yours are all, you usually go to Florida to get them done.
Much better.
Better? All right, so your latest ones are in August, correct? Is that as far as you know? Yes? Is that right, Lynn? That her latest ones are August? That's what I see here. Lynn, unmute yourself.
What is amazing is if you see July, that was, you know, from the year, my year of hell. And then I went to the Ann Wigmore for 12 days and I took it again, literally 12 days or 2 weeks later. And I thought they had, when I got the results, I thought, is this my blood? I mean, it was so good. It was shocking.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
I have not had a chance to really look. I mean, I promise Lynn DeBurr that I will book this weekend. I'm just, you know, I just did a training this week. I'm just still busy, but I'm going to be active real soon, as soon as I'm happy.
Well, your blood glucose, you know, you messed yourself up with a lot of what you did, and you got yourself right back on track here. It may not reflect in your A1C yet if you did that, because it takes 3 months to reflect that. So if anybody like does something and a month later you do it again and your A1C is still screwy, it's because it takes about 3 months. But if we look at this, you're
probably not as good right now, because remember, I mean, when I think of how there's no oil that you're using there, you know, dressing, no oil. And since I've come back, I thought, man, when I think of the amount of oil I'm using now, even just nuts, like eating the nuts there, you know, they juice everything. Everything is.
And they sprout and they germinate
everything. And it's, so my numbers are probably worse now, but, you know, I haven't done them and I'm trying to be good, but you know, I'm not always good. And
yeah. Your sodium is low.
Can I say one thing real quick?
Yeah.
There are two different labs. One is lab extension and the other one is your lab work. Because there were such drastic changes in not that long a period of time. That was one of the questions I had.
Mm-hmm. The lab can make a difference. It shouldn't. I mean, you should technically, there should be enough standardization between labs that you could go to one lab. You could get a set of blood drawn, the same blood, and ship it, like split it and ship it to one lab and then the other and have it be close. Otherwise, there's some concern about the validity of their testing methodology.
Yeah, because I was completely shocked that my cholesterol dropped 100 points in 12 days.
I've seen that happen.
I'm like, what?
Especially with the wheatgrass and all the stuff that you're doing.
And I really went for it when I was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and did you do the one in Puerto Rico? Is that where you go? Yeah, and there's like you're not going to just run out and go to McDonald's.
No,
that do the one in Florida. A lot of them leave and do stuff they shouldn't do. Right.
Oh, while they're there?
While they're there.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Get Mexican food.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And so could you imagine the one in Florida is totally watered down to the one in Puerto Rico? The one in Puerto Rico is much more hardcore. They'd probably lose their minds.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's not a lot of escapism. Like, you're
yes, there is.
Oh, there is?
You walk right down the street and they barbecue chicken right down the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I bet there's people there that do the same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because I know we have OHI here, Optimal Health Institute, in Bastrop, and there's a lot of people who do that. And like, we had somebody come to our potluck a couple of weeks ago. She, I'm at OHI, but I thought I'd pop out here and come to your potluck. Like, if I'm paying a lot of money like that to be someplace, there's no way I'm popping out to satisfy my whims.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah, I want to get the full. So good for you for doing that. All right. So your bun is a little bit low. Not surprising, though, because of you probably did have low protein intake during that period.
Yeah.
Just because of, you know, the kinds of diet that you did. It is a detox diet. So I would expect that. Your sodium's down, you know, and it could be, you know, you've never really had super low sodium. You've never had low sodium before. Let me see, 132 way back when. But with you, it's hard to tell by looking at this when it might have been right after an Amwigmore. Because I know when you first joined ERC, it was right after you'd done.
Is the orange one the one in July and the 139 the one in August?
The 144 is the one in July, and the 134 is the one in August. So it went down.
You're way over here. I can't even see that.
Let me slide it over.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry. So we're way back here, right? So the 144 is in July, and the 134 is in
August. August. Yeah, a little on the high side sodium-wise, which, you know, given all the stress and given all that you were doing and... But then you went here and you went on a, you know, complete, probably they don't put any salt in anything.
No.
Right. Okay.
Seaweed is the salt.
Seaweed. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. Potassium's a little high. So there's some indication here, you know, of stress, adrenal stress, which we're not surprised at. You know, the imbalance between sodium and potassium. Your pH looks good, which I'm not surprised after coming off of Amwigmore that your pH is looking good. But your protein, again, protein and the bun are low. Let's see. Alk-Fos, you have had a problem with Alk-Fos, girl, since as long as I've known you. And that's a long time.
Alkaline phosphatase.
That's the case. Could be zinc. It could be vitamin C. It could be zinc. It could be B6. Where are we?
I'll tell you what I think it is. It's probably zinc. And I'm not very good at taking my zinc, and I really need to behave with that. And, you know, honestly, Dr. Rita Marie, the only thing I'm pretty well taking these days is my Armour thyroid. Every so often I do vitamin D. I'm not on a regular thing. So I as soon as I really start the program, and I still have a few more things to do this weekend, but I'd really like to start the green cleanse, dear God, on Monday. You know, if it's not this Monday, it will definitely be the next Monday, and to just start my supplements more regularly.
I'm going to invite you to do one thing, Lynn, because you tend to be an all or nothing kind of gal, and you get yourself hypervigilant. I just want you to start some zinc, and when I see your D, I'll tell you. Just that one thing. I'm sure you have some.
Now, you know what, Dr. Rita Mia, I couldn't order the zinc that we used to order.
Really? The liquid one?
Yeah, like I did order a liquid one, but not the one that used to...
Well, there's the Premier Research. There's a number of them. Premier Research Thorn. Metagenics has one. Good State. All of those, they're all pretty equal.
Okay, tell me what did you say?
Girls Research, because it's too strong. Everybody gets nauseous from it. But
which one?
Don't get the Trace Minerals Research. Unless you're ironclad. So many people get nauseous from it because they think it's just so concentrated. A lot of folks, and Rich is nodding his head. Maybe he was one of them. That just like.
That's probably the one I had.
Yeah, it might be, but don't get that one. So I would say Thorn Research, Premier Research, Metagenics. I think Biotics might have one too. I think
Bionics?
Topaz one, Biotics. There's a lot of possibilities.
Well,
there.
The one I got was Mineral Life, the natural choice, zinc, professional grade CHD, fulvic acid, complex mineral concentrate, because I wanted to get something.
Yeah, how much does it have in it?
Definitely less than what the other one did. It was zinc from zinc lactate, 18 milligrams for a half teaspoon.
Okay, that's not bad.
That's okay?
Yeah, yeah. You know who else has it? It's Hippocrates in Florida. They have one called EIODON. They have one too. So, but that sounds reasonable.
Okay, so how much would I take of
that? I would take a teaspoon. Start with a half teaspoon, but I would build it up. The thing about it, and I'm not sure if that's one's titrated to be a tester, but when you get a liquid zinc, like the one from Metagenics, the one from Thorne, the one from Premier, are titrated in such a way that if you can use them as a taster. So you start by putting like a half teaspoon or a teaspoon in your mouth, you swish it around. And when you're really sufficient, it tastes horrible, like almost immediately. And when you're deficient, you might swish it and switch it and go, oh, it's starting to taste a little metallic, blah, blah. So you can tell when you're improving. And if you take a certain dose for a month and it doesn't improve, then you double your dose. Sometimes it takes super high levels, especially if you have a zinc SNP in the genetics, then it may take much higher levels to get it up to speed. But I will tell you, and this happened for me, and I do have one of those zinc SNPs. At first it was like, whoa, I didn't taste it. But it took, you know, a couple, 3 months, and I just kept increasing, and it got to the point where I tasted it. And then after that, I was sufficient forever, right? I do a lot of zinc foods. If I feel like there's a cold coming on or everybody in the household is catching a cold, then I'll take extra zinc. But generally speaking, I don't take zinc as a supplement. So I take like a fulvic acid mineral supplement.
So you're saying when you have sufficient zinc, it tastes horrible?
Awful right away. Yep.
Huh. And when you're deficient, there's a metallic taste?
Yeah, you might put it in and you're swishing and you're going, I don't really taste anything. Oh, it tastes a little metallic, or it tastes a little off or something. Many people describe it as metallic.
Well, every time I took the zinc, it tasted awful, but I'm deficient. I know I'm deficient.
Hmm. Well, interesting.
It's ionic zinc.
Well, it depends on, because it's usually the zinc sulfate that does that, and it's usually in a particular combo. I know those three for sure. You can use it as a taster. They call it zinc assay or zinc tally.
Okay, so that's Premier, Metagenics, and Thorne?
Thorne, Metagenics, Premier Research.
Okay.
If you take the trace minerals, it always tastes awful.
Okay, so I know it was the ionic, but I'll go ahead and I'll get either one, the Thorne, Premier Research, or Metagenics. I couldn't find it online. So I guess I didn't look in the right place. But anyway, I just looked up on Amazon.
Yeah. And you can get it from the doctor's supplement store. I'm pretty sure they'll ship to you. And
The who?
The doctor's supplement store that we have. You look into your newsletter today. And it has and you get a 10% off. We have a 10% off coupon for ERCers.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Just look in your newsletter today.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
I also, I did do a little bit of magnesium yesterday, and I would like to do magnesium and vitamin C, honestly, because I am dealing with a little bit more than I would like to. As far as vitamin C, are you still liking Perk?
I like Perk, the buffered C, yes, and also liposomal. Liposomal is amazing, but it's expensive. So I tell people, take as much of the liposomal a day as you can afford, and then fill it in with the Perk. I just went through a bottle of it because I was feeling like a cold was coming on and I was traveling, and I'm like, I'm not taking a chance. And I was just like drinking down that liposomal, and it never did catch me. It never caught me.
Wow.
But it's like, it's similar to an IV of vitamin C.
And there's also a microliposomal, right?
I'm not sure for C. I know they have that.
Go ahead.
For zinc. But the liposomal is about $1 a gram. So yeah. If you're doing it for 5 days to throw off a cold and you take like even $10 a day work, it's much cheaper than going to have an IV. But okay. To take that every day, you know, you can go broke.
Okay. Right. There's one called microliposomal C. This is for my mom that the doctor recommended. And it's from Allergy Research Group. I'm sure it's quite expensive.
All of them are around the same. I've checked out a lot of them. They're usually about $1 a gram. So if you have a 30 gram bottle, it's about $30, right? And if you're taking it for like acute care, like you're trying to catch a flu or a cold or something like that, usually 10 to 12 grams a day is what works well, which is fine if you're just doing that for a few days. But, you know, like I said, if you're trying to deal with autoimmune or really a vitamin C deficiency, it's way expensive. But some people, as I say, take as much as you can afford.
Okay. Any brand that you would suggest?
I use Seeking Health. There's one called Live On Labs that makes them in little packets that you can just take for travel, makes it easier to travel. You don't have to keep it refrigerated and it's easy. I'm just I'm an earth conscious person, so I don't like the extra packaging around it, but it is great for travel.
Yeah, I don't need that. Okay, great.
All right. So, looks like your liver was having a little trouble over the last few times. So back here, it was 30. Your AST or SGOT, right? It could be liver. It could be muscle breakdown. And there's other things, but I'm just thinking liver because it's good now, right? If it was EBV, you know, the chances of EBV getting that much better in that short a period of time is, you know, even as magical as wheatgrass and enemas are, I don't know that you'd see that completely, you know, go down. So I'm thinking just some liver stress here from the stress and the dietary stuff. Where are we? Your cholesterol, look at the difference.
I know. That's why, you know, I meant to call them and say, are you sure you got the right blood?
Well, look, you had some good numbers earlier and then it got stressful and then it got high and now it's back. So let's see where it is the next time, but really focus on, you know, the low stress and the good habits and low sugar. I mean, your triglycerides look good. Your HDLs are a little on the low side. Your lipos.
Yeah, I exercise more for high.
Exercise, focus on your omega-3s, and I think you're good there.
Right.
Yeah. And you're on thyroid medication now, right?
Yeah.
It looks like you went from being decently balanced to maybe you're taking too much after your cleanse because it went way down. It's 0.22. Okay. And this is showing high. This is probably, you marked this ages ago from a different level. So if I were to mark this here, redo it, let's see. I would go with this and put it here. Low. And then take this off. Right. So, you know, you can be on the verge of hyper. Your T4 looks good. Your free T4 looks good. Still some issues with the conversion. Conversion is off, right? The T3, like this one's fine.
And I heard you speaking to one of the ladies and you said sometimes conversion can be issues in your liver that you might, and it can be affected by leaky gut.
It could be liver, it could be gut stress, yeah.
Low selenium.
Low magnesium sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Zinc can affect it as well. But the main mineral there is the selenium.
Yeah, I do take I tend to eat too many of those nuts.
Yeah, be careful with the Brazil nuts. If you eat too many and you don't eat enough of your omega-3, then you're going to throw off your omega-3-6 ratio, which also affects HDL, by the way, not just exercise. So that affects it as well. But look at your antibodies. They're pretty stable compared. But look at the TPO went way down to 39. That's the lowest it's been.
I know. That's really incredible. Actually, I was quite surprised because the 89, is the 89 in July?
No, that's before July. The 90 is in August. Let's see. The
it didn't take it.
September of last year.
Right. To be honest, I am pretty surprised. But, well, 89 is actually not so bad either because, you know, this last year, I definitely wasn't good with my food.
Yeah, and it might have been if you had done it in that it would have been higher and then it's come down. But the 39 is the lowest you've been. The 89 is close to that. At this point, you had a lower.
Look at that, eh? It was 243.
Yeah.
It's cool to see on the whole thing like that.
Yeah, so the autoimmunity has definitely improved dramatically. Look from the first time you did it, 408 and 243. So you're moving in the right direction. You just do a lot of this stuff, Lynn. Get you to do some steady stuff. You may see a steady decline and get those down. Okay, especially if, you know, some of this period in here you were doing some gluten, which really affects those antibodies big time.
And say that again?
If you were doing any gluten in your area, your point in time where you were, yeah, that affects the antibodies a lot.
Yeah.
They've done studies where they took people off of gluten, like they tested for gluten antibodies and thyroid antibodies, took them off of gluten, and in 6 months, both of them dropped dramatically.
You know what? I was listening to something the other day, Dr. Rita Marie, and I'd like to read a little bit more about it because it did scare me. And it was about how you can actually sort of kill your thyroid. And then it gets to the point where you can't really salvage it anymore. I only got a tiny bit of that. Can I read more of that?
Look over here, 408, 243. If you hadn't stepped in and started to change it, the natural course of these antibodies would be to go up. And every time your thyroid's being attacked by antibodies, you're destroying part of it and it's going down. The function is going down. You're not going in that direction. But think about that the next time you reach for some kind of glutinous thing. And it takes 6 months sometimes for those antibodies to actually drop back down. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's really important in anybody that has any autoimmune disease to just can the gluten. Like permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that they found in studies with Hashimoto's was that selenium and CoQ10 combination could bring it down significantly within a few months.
Really? Mm-hmm. I do have some CoQ10 mm-hmm. that I haven't used. It's from Life Extension. I've stopped buying Life Extension. But, you know, I've got it, so I might as well take it. And then just take my 4 Brazil nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you mean take it together?
And you take it on the same day. You don't have to take it together. Yeah. All right, your white blood cell count's in the 4s. You know, I think we're going to be updating that. So we'll see if there's any other indications that there's an issue with this. But I think that's okay. Your white red blood cells look okay. Your hemoglobin improved after your N. Wigmore. Went from 13.2 to 13.7. So there's really no major indications of anemia. Your hematocrit looks okay. Your MCV even has gotten better. This is oftentimes a B12 folate deficiency. That's gotten better. So you know that every time you go to Ann Wigmore and you do your cleanse, does some dramatic things. So it doesn't mean that you have to stay perfect like you are there, but there's certain things that you do there that don't bring, you know, just stick with. Right? Like eating grains and gluten and, you know, or you like your gluten-free whatever substitution, but you could have cross-reactivity. Very common to have cross-reactivity with quinoa and oat and other things. I'm looking here. Can cross-react with gluten.
Oh my God.
Well, the way you would know would be to do the Cyrex cross-reactivity test. But yeah, quinoa can, rice can, oat can. There's a list. We have it on the site. It's definitely in the thyroid module. And it has the list of
prostate. Oh my God, I hope I can eat quinoa.
And you can also find it in the gluten, in the Body Freedom Nutrition module. There's a gluten section, and it'll say in there the list. And some people just go off of everything on that list for 30 days, 60 days, which is what you do, by the way, when you go to Ann Wigmore. Yeah. So there might be something to it. Might not be. I mean, quinoa is a great food, but, you know, not if you have a problem with it. Your monocytes tend to be higher, and that's very common in someone with an autoimmune condition. But it could be really, it's not related to your prostate. I'm sure. Sure. it's possibility. I think you've done stool tests and have ruled out parasites.
No, I've never done stool testing.
That might be something to add to your list this year.
Okay.
Yeah. And that could give you an idea of your normal flora. If there's any imbalanced flora, if there's inflammation in your gut, there's just a lot of things that could help with, you know, really sealing the deal on the autoimmunity.
Okay.
Like much better on the eosinophils, which is an allergic response after Ann Wigmore. Look at the difference here. So I'm thinking that there is something that you're having an allergic response to.
Well, that's probably gluten. Yeah. You know, before I went there, I was eating, not regularly, but I was eating gluten every so often.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't take much with gluten because, like I said, 6 months, it could take 6 months for those antibody levels, or sometimes longer, to go back down. Let's see what else we have here. Your DE didn't get done, so... not sure where it was. You might have dropped your D levels.
I thought I did get my vitamin D.
It's not in here anyway. Maybe you put it in the wrong place, but I would look at your labs and see. But it doesn't look like you did. It doesn't look like last time or this time, either time.
Okay, get my vitamin D done.
Mm-hmm. I would. Okay. Okay. Yep, that's it.
Okay.
Any questions? Let's see if there's anything else that shows up in your tissue.
Yeah, I haven't been able to look at that yet. I'm 57, actually. I'm not 58 yet.
That was Anya's.
That was what?
That was not yours. That was Anya's.
Oh, okay.
58. You're 57.
Don't age me too quickly.
there you go. Look, this says 56, foreign.
Okay.
Okay, this doesn't work when I do it this way. I have to go here. I don't know.
Last year's
but I was here. And I do. Okay, last
year. I'm trying to exercise more.
Where is your? I wonder where it is. Is there, let's see, Linlow. Call recordings, reports, and labs. It's interesting. Let me just open this one again and see where it shows it to be. It may or may not. Linlow, our practitioner patient report. Okay. Let's see. All right, I'll just scroll through it. I like to open it in a new tab. It doesn't let me.
That's last year.
That's last year's. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know where the newer one is.
As far as I know, this is what was, because Lynn DeBurr Johnson's the coach, I believe this is all the most recent that we have. Unless I'm wrong, Lynn. Are you there, Lynn DeBurr?
All right, let me put this in. Let's see if it reorders it. Sometimes it doesn't order. Okay, so here it is, 12-812, patient report. Okay, got it. There you go. 57-year-old, there we go. That makes it better. And then I can go here and I can say open it in a window. Then I don't have to worry about it leaving me. All right.
I'm here. I was just putting gas in the car.
Yeah, I found it. So here's all your stuff that you can read.
Yeah, this is such a cool thing.
It's a cool report, right? There's the GI, we talked about that, immune system that's related to the. And then liver, we talked a little bit about one of those numbers going up a little bit. Red blood cell. Okay, so, and this gives
you... Did you ever do about the liver again? Oh, no, it's like...
That was an old, you know, it looked like it had gotten better from this previous, on, it was normal on your latest one. But this will tell you why, like here, if you want to know what they were looking at to come up with that. So there's thyroid, that's obvious. Right? There's adrenal, that's the sodium, potassium, we talked about that. There's the GI, that's the bun and all that.
I know I was reviewing it again just a couple of days ago when I uploaded it that, when I was making sure it was uploaded that it's got some really great information in there.
Yeah.
It just kind of connects some of the dots.
Yeah. And a lot of it is just stuff I just like naturally do when I'm running through it, but this gives you more of an explanation, like your zinc, right?
Yep.
Really high there. That's why I said go ahead and do the zinc. It doesn't show the vitamin D because your most recent one doesn't show it, but it's definitely something you need to pay attention to because it's been low in the past.
And could that be related to the leaky gut like you were talking about earlier?
So zinc is so important for making stomach acid. That's a big thing. So anybody that has the low protein indicators, low bun, low creatinine, that could be related to zinc. And zinc's required to make stomach acid, but stomach acid's required to absorb zinc.
So when I'm taking my zinc, do I need to take it on its own or how do I take it again?
I prefer the liquid zinc. Just take it on an empty stomach, but put a little bit of acid in it. So a little bit of vitamin C or a little bit of lemon juice or apple cider vinegar or something. The acidity helps you to absorb it better.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tablespoon of apple cider?
Yeah, I don't have an exact amount, but that sounds reasonable. Yeah. Yeah. So this shows you, you know, where you are optimal versus non-optimal. You know, the HDL is a little bit lower than we like. You talked about exercising more. We talked about, you know, watching your omega-3 balance, your TSH. You know, you might be on too much thyroid, but you may not notice it because your free T3 is still lowish. So you may not notice like, hey, I feel like I'm, you know, bouncing off the ceiling because I'm on so much thyroid. No, because of the conversion. So working on that conversion and, and then just checking this again, because maybe that with all the good detoxing you did that you, your thyroid function improved, right? So, but watch it, right? Because it was an unnatural situation. And you're not coming back and staying on that. So I would maybe, you know, 2 months, 3 months, be testing, do a full thyroid panel again. Okay. But really get good. Like really, you know, stay true diet-wise. And you know what to do. Yeah. So that's that. This one shows you over time, right? Again, you saw that on the other report, but you get to see this. Okay.
Okay. Great. You know, I believe the Freestyle Libre is, I think you can get it for free here. I'm not sure. Oh. Not for free, but I mean.
But without a prescription. Probably. It's just the U.S. that are stupid and crazy in there. You can go get Tylenol and take too many and die or have permanent liver damage, but you can't get this little thing that has absolutely no side effects. Because why? Well, the drug companies kind of don't want us to have control.
Yeah.
Right? Because then we won't need their drugs.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, how many of these do you need, Dr. Rita Marie? Do you change it monthly or how does it work?
It goes for 14 days. So the little thing is 14 days. Yeah.
I think we'll
probably go for a month, and the ones like, and if Annette's on, she'll concur with me. When her daughter, who had this other one before the Freestyle Libre, she still has it. The what's it called? The forget what it's called, but it's a more expensive one. But you know, they would say that it only lasts for some number of days. But if you're really careful with it and you cover it with some good adhesive, you can make it last longer. The Freestyle, bum, done. It dies. I mean, it literally programs and it says, it's done. You've got to change it. Whereas with the other one, Dexcom, you are able to like go longer with it. And they actually could last longer. You know, it's kind of like planned obsolescence of a lot of things.
Aren't they very expensive?
Yeah.
Like yeah. $200 for each thing?
No, no, no. It's like, I think it's about 70 for each unit. So it's 14 days, $70.
Okay. Yeah.
And then you don't need the reader anymore because if you have an up-to-date iPhone or Android, there's an app. So you don't really need their reader anymore. You just need that. So it's really basically $70. So $140 a month.
That's not bad. And then what's a chronometer?
Chronometer is an app. You can pay $35 a year. Super expensive app, right? It's free, but the gold version is the best because it gives you some really nice reports. So $35 for the whole year. And you can basically put all your food in there and you can put your glucose numbers in there and you can coordinate it with some of the other apps like Apple Health and other things like that. And it's super great for monitoring things and has all our fancy, it has chia in there, it has hemp seeds, it has cocoyo, it has all kinds of really cool stuff in there. Kavita, I mean, put all that stuff in there. So you can just pop your stuff in right on your phone. You go, what did I just eat? And if you just ate something from the store, you can scan the barcode and it'll pull it in. And if it has it in its database, then you don't have to do anything. You just say how much you ate. I had a half a cup of this or whatever.
Really?
And you get some great reports. And if you're showing up like, wow, your intake of selenium is low and you hover over that, it'll tell you like, oh, Brazil nuts have this much. You know, I just need two more Brazil nuts. Well, selenium's not a good example because all you need is one Brazil nuts and you hit your RDA. So, but for something like zinc, say, you want to see how much you're taking and it looks and goes, oh, you're the pumpkin seeds you ate have this much and the kale you ate has this much and your black beans have this much. And you can hover and you go, oh, it's, I really need about, I don't know, 5 more milligrams. And then you go, and what can I eat? Oh, if I just ate another tablespoon of pumpkin seeds or another cup of kale. And you can really adapt your diet without having to like go, oh, I have to eat all this other stuff that I don't even know what it is or like. So cool. I really like it. And you can, I'm always shocked at how little variety people have and how much skewing of the nutrients. You can see your omega 3 and 6 balance in there as well.
So it's that's good because I'd like to understand that better.
Very cool app and very inexpensive, $35.
Chronometer.
Chrono, C-R-O-N-O-M-E-T-E-R. Highly recommended.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, great. Thanks.
You're welcome. Wait, we've had a lot of activity on the chat. Is there anything anybody, if there's anything you put in the chat. Oh, look at this. Jeannie, I'm over the moon that my white cell count is finally in the normal range. Woohoo! So excited. Thank you for helping me get there. I will try hard to keep it there. Yay. Just received it back tonight, so couldn't get in. Okay. Awesome, Jeannie. And there's Diana. You're back from getting your labs test taken, right? Your blood taken. Let's see if there's anything else in here. Oh, you got it right away? Wow.
Yeah, I put a little note in there. I'm a little excited. I got a hot read.
So you got them to do it right away. They kept it warm and.
Yeah, she had a little hot tag. She wrapped it in to walk 5 feet to the machine. I watched her put it in. The results were in my email when I got home. And I'm through the moon.
Okay. Tell me what. Tell me.
It was perfect. I already put them in my tracker, but it's the lowest red cell count I've ever had since this all started. My red cells are down. The hemoglobin is down. The hematocrit is down. They're still high. They're still high out of lab range, but they're the lowest we've ever seen. They've ever been. But my bad news is my lymphocytes are still high. And now my monocytes are off the scale, so... something else is going on right now.
Are you suffering from any cold or flu?
Yeah, I was getting a cold last week and I did a big dose of vitamin D, did 150,000. So my vitamin D number is up to 95 from being 55 a week and a half ago.
Wow.
So I did get them to check that, but this is the walk-in place. It cost me $18 to have a hot read.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I also did the one that's going to go to Quest in Seattle, at the Quest lab. So that one, it'll be interesting because they're only drawing 15 minutes apart. So I'm real interested to see what happens with the two different numbers.
With the two different numbers and the different processing, yeah.
One of the lab techs, the senior lab tech at the Quest Lab, said that there is a condition that's called cold antiglutinin that explains exactly what's been going on. My blood does clump as soon as it cools off. And there is an actual condition with a name.
Cold antiglutinin.
Something to that effect. I'm going to have to do a little Googling to figure that out. But there is definitely something related to the blood cooling off. The lady that did drew the hot lab did a blue top tube. She did do the citrate, and there was no clumping whatsoever. Okay. But she kept it, like I said, she wrapped a little hot pad, like the little hot hands. You know, those little, you pop the thing and you. Anyway, she wrapped the tube around that literally as she was drawing the blood. She walked 5 feet and put it into the machine right in front of my eyes.
That's awesome. And you have to move from Idaho to Hawaii so that you're...
I was born in Hawaii. Maybe that's my problem. I need to go home.
Well, good for you.
Because it's everything's working. The smoking is coming off, the numbers are coming down.
Awesome. Yay.
It's exciting. I now know what is going on with my blood. And we're going to have a solution to the problem now.
Lymphocytes will go higher with a viral infection. So if you have been fighting something off, then, you know, and the monocytes, it's usually something acute or, you know, long-term chronic, but so it may be that.
Yeah. Well, we know there's something long-term and chronic there too, so.
Well, we know that, but also you've been dealing with your husband getting a cold and passing it, you know, and trying to really do that, right?
Right. So, yeah, I'm not too concerned about that more than a long-term effect on that one. But it's just such good news on the red cells, the hematocrit, and the hemoglobin. That, like I say, those are the lowest numbers I've seen in 20 years.
That's awesome.
So it's working. It's working. And I'm just excited. And like I said, I had to share that part. The rest of the stuff will come in later, and I'm sure it's all going to be fine.
Yeah. 23rd or 24th.
Yeah, whenever. I can wait on the rest. I'm just on cloud nine right now.
Well, you guys that were ready to go today got really lucky because I didn't have any, you know, time limit. Like, got really great stuff. Those of you who do it, I can't, you know, do this, but I'll have these available so you can listen to it again if you're, you know, if you want more information on how we interpret. Lynn, was there any other questions? Okay, good.
I'll mute myself.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else, Angelica, was there anything in the chat that didn't get answered?
I don't think so. People were asking about the zinc thing. And so just to confirm that one horrible brand, Trace Minerals, don't use it. It'll always taste horrible. So we were
Patty gets a prize. Polycythemia vera. Thank you. okay.
This might be a good time though to reiterate for the next retreat what we're going to need people to provide so that we can do all of our blood chem reports. That might be a good time.
Since there's a lot of you signed up for that, we really need to get your stuff as quickly as possible because we don't have like a team of 20 people to start data entering. So what we need is that you put it in the master tracker. For those of you who are like really hate the idea of putting something in a spreadsheet and are really kind of computer scared, talk to your coach about getting some help with that. But really it helps us to do that. And then all we have to do is your coaches go in there, then you let them know. You say, okay, got my lab test back. I put them all in there, but also upload it. So use the uploader, upload it to, and we should make a video just so people know, upload it to the actual lab because something may happen like with Heather where she put one in the wrong place. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the heck? That's a serious polycythemia vera with a red blood cell of 15. Diana will appreciate that. Right. That was like, no, it can't be. Right. So that's why it helps to have the right thing. And it clearly it was okay because Patty put him in the right place. But if you do that and then upload them, then we can go by your master tracker. And if we see like that doesn't seem right, we know where to look it up. So we want you to upload your labs, and all you have to do to upload, I'll share my screen really quickly to do that. All you have to do to upload labs is once you get to your screen where your labs are, if you have a folder like this, like she has one that's labs, or yours might just say your name and labs, you click that and then you click new file upload. And then wherever you have a copy of that file on your computer, it lets you choose it. You click that number and it'll upload it. Okay. And then go to your master tracker to the lab US, or if you're out of US, if you're like in Canada or Europe, you click on international, you put the number in. I don't think there's anybody in international here now, but you just put them in the column, you put the date, and then you put the results. If you're not sure where to put something, just ask, you know, on your next call with your coach, or just send an email like, what is this thing? And it may or may not be something that's on there. It may be just the way that they report it from that lab. International, you're going to put it in this. It says enter results in this column. So the purple columns is where you put it in. And if you put in a 6.5 on the glucose, it will convert it wrong. Oh, maybe it's 117. Let me see. Let me just try this. 4.9. Hopefully the formula didn't get messed up. Huh? Okay, something's wrong with our formula. Maybe Francis can, we can help get Francis look at this and see if she can fix this, because maybe it's just that one. Let's just see. 4.5 would be the international, and it should convert it. Oh, no. Okay, something's screwy. So we need to get some help with this. Because it's supposed to convert it to the U.S. Anyway, if you're in the international, that's what you'll do. And we'll make sure that she fixes it and then uploads new ones to anybody that's international. Okay, so that's basically that. And then once you have it in this here, then you just shoot a message to your coach and say, hey, my labs are in. And then your coach will go ahead and put them into the chemistry report, and then you'll get a really nice report that looks like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward, but we need to have that in advance. So as soon as you get them, please do it, because it's going to take a little while for us to make sure we get all that stuff uploaded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Angelica, that we need to tell them?
That was good for our members. For us, for coaches, yeah, we Kimberly and I will be in touch to help you, just to go over the blood chemistry part. But that's about it. The patient report. It sounds like the patient report is more useful for us at this point in time.
Yeah, the patient report is. I like to look at the client report when I'm looking at people, you know, in a one-on-one situation. I mean, the practitioner one, because it gives me some more information. But yeah.
Report,
get both. It's so easy to just get both of them. You just
do both.
You print mm-hmm. them. You put the PDFs in the folder.
Right. Okay.
Wants to look at the. You know, I know Rich wanted his ones too, the practitioner report. You know, you guys who like to geek out, Diana probably likes hers, you know, that you like to geek out. And if not, just the practitioner one is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And earlier people were asking, or in Anya's turn, it was about whether we get the blood test results or not from your lab work. We do not.
We
definitely do not. So this blood work all does have to come from you. Unlike our other labs that are ordered through us, we do not get access to these first. So,
right, because it's a direct access lab company. The other ones like Dutch and Oat are not direct access. They have to come through us. The order comes through us, so the report comes through us. But these are direct access, and they are by HIPAA regulations not allowed to send it to us. I don't even know if they have a form. They may have a form you can fill out that says, hey, send it to them. I know Direct Labs does. They have a special form you have to request to say. I don't even know if your lab work has that. And they usually will password protect your file. So they'll give you here and here's your password. So when you upload it, you need to let us know what that is, what that password is. Actually, I have the code for it, so I won't say it on the call, but I can tell the coaches that we know what that is and how they figure it out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
It makes sense for any of us returning ERC people to go back into our master tracker archive and bring forward one or two of the tests so that you can do the comparison.
That was supposed to have already happened, and it looks like it has.
Oh, it has.
I will look at yours, because I looked at Lynn's, and Lynn's is in there. So if I look at your, is it okay if I look at yours right now?
Absolutely, because I had looked probably last week, and I saw that the...
was working on it. Francis was working on that. Reports Labs, Master Tracker, Archive. Let me look in your... Because I told her certain things we want to make sure don't actually get archived. Okay.
Because I was bringing some of my goals over.
She was supposed to go back in and get that done. So it's opening up the lab. Erg, it doesn't look like she did this one. All right. Angelica, will you make a note to check in with Francis to find out the status of bringing over the pages from the archive in, like some of them are like here, appointments from 2016. We don't need, right? But
right.
The stuff, like the goals and stuff, you might want to, I told her to carry those over as well, and you can just edit them.
As well as the supplements.
The supplements for sure. Let me look at
right.
The supplements is supposed to be, have been taken over because I told her that was super important. Oh, it looks like she put your current conditioning goals, and right next to that, she put your last year's conditioning goals. So you could easily copy them. Health timeline, she left. Let me see if the health timeline got put in. The health timeline looks like she kept the old one. Let me see. Let's see the supplement. And I told her to keep the supplements, so... Supplements current. Yep, your supplements are in there.
Oh, terrific. Okay. This was from last week.
It looks like just the labs didn't get, and she may be just in the process because it's pretty time consuming and tedious. So she maybe just hasn't gotten to that part yet. But if you can make a note of that, Angelica, and just ask her, tell her Rich, his labs haven't been moved over from the other.
Sure. It looks like Diana also is having some things that aren't carried over. So maybe if let's come up with a list of things that need to all be carried over. And then
we has it. I already went through that with her. She knows. She just may not finish it, or she may just have missed some. So she already knows what needs to be carried over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll let her know Diana and Rich's need some.
Lynn's was done. Lynn's has it all back from 2013. So
okay,
getting some of them she didn't.
I will ask her
through the cracks somehow. It's a lot of tedious work to do all that. So okay, yeah, that would be great. And what else was there? I think that was the only one. Yeah, the goals and habits. What she did was she pulled in the one from the previous time, so that you could put new ones in if you wanted, and if you wanted to just copy paste, it was easy. And have you guys seen, I just love this new form that Francis and I made. I'll share it. So I don't know if you were on a call where we did this. Some of you have and some of you haven't, but this is my favorite new thing. And it's fun for you to go in there and do with your supplements. If you are revising your supplements, where the heck did it go? Where did it go? Oh, there it is. There you go, Rich. Okay, so if you're taking a bunch of supplements and you want to know like how much is the total amount of B1 that you're taking, you put all your supplements across the top and then you look at the bottle and you go, this one has 50 milligrams of B1, this one has 25, this one has 30, let me just say this. I can say 25, 50, 30. And look what happens in the total. It adds up.
Everything. Oh, sweet.
Isn't that sweet? And up the top, you just might say Seeking Health Be Complex or Rainbow Light Multi or whatever. And you just put them in there. It may take, you know, it may take you an hour or two to put all that in there if you're taking a lot, but it's so worth it because we can actually see how much you're taking of everything.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. It's sad. It's Friday night. It's almost 7 o'clock. You guys did great. I hope this was worth your time and attention.
I have a question.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. I wasn't able to be on the call last night, but I submitted a question, which you probably answered. And I don't know if the recording will be up in time. I was scheduled to have blood drawn next Wednesday for my labs. But because of this gut thing that I have going on, I don't think it's going to be a good idea for me to have that blood drawn.
But what I said on there was, in general, like your whole blood chem, probably not, but you might want to get a CBC done to see if there's some, you know, like your white blood cell counts and all that, to see if there's something that's not just in your gut, but is systemic.
Yeah, but those labs are all together.
You know, just say, see, well, then just go pay for $25 and get a CBC done and wait on the rest of them. You know what I mean?
I see.
Okay. Like if you go back to their, if you go to their site and you just say, I want a CBC and you pay their $25, you'll get a CBC. And then when it comes back, then we'll be able to see if there's some of that. I wouldn't waste that. I would wait because you want to get more of a, when you're in an acute situation, things get screwy.
Right.
Yeah. But I think the CBC would be useful to see if there's some systemic kind of infection going on, not just a gut thing.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Okay. Is it getting any better?
No.
And did you eat, you know, it sounded like from Steph, I think said, I can't remember who said, but that you were eating out, you ate out and you might have gotten food poisoning.
Yeah, I think that's likely. Mm-hmm.
Likely, yeah. Yeah, and your stomach was still, you know, kind of sensitive from the previous few weeks.
Maybe.
Yeah, and it was more susceptible. Yeah, I would do the CBC. That's what I would recommend. And okay. Wait for others. And I hope
okay, thanks.
Charcoal, we also mentioned some of that stuff in terms of taking some charcoal. And
yeah, I've been doing charcoal.
Yeah, and it was recorded and I did it at the beginning. Who was on that call last night? Didn't I do it at the beginning? I did it right at the beginning. Yeah, I did it right at the beginning. And that call recording, in fact, I'm going to go, I don't know if it's posted yet, but I will tell you in a moment. I can just give you the link. I'll go into Zoom because it would have been, I could easily give it to you. I mean, it's not going to be on the site probably till Monday. You can read, you can listen more. Sign in. And if I go to previous meetings, recordings, here we go. And it says Gold and Gold Plus Quarterly. No, that's that one. It's weird. Usually they're in date order. Let me look. Local? Did I do a local? Eek. No, that's, I haven't done locals in a long time. Cloud recording. Cold Go Plus. Maybe it was put in as a different. That's weird. ERC Lab Retreat Day Processing. Unique Business Development. That one was yesterday. Maybe we just have to look at. It's a little weird. But, you know, I'm just going to have to leave it to Frances to figure out if she's the one. Wait, it's 11. 11, 8. Okay, got it. Let me see if I can. 1, 2, 7. That's October. Let me see. October 7th, right? October 7th to October 7th. No. I know we recorded. I know we recorded. Oh, you know what it might be? It might be that Francis already took it off Zoom to put it on the thing. Let me see if I can find it in our project management software. Okay, let's go to ERC. It's getting me nervous to say, oh my God, how is it not there? Because that's happened. Okay, so ERC calls. Thursday, November 7th, Gold Go Plus Elite. Call recordings have been uploaded. So she put it on the site pending recordings. These guys are so efficient that, okay, so I don't want to do that. No. Go over here. If I go to pending recordings, and she said it was 11:07, okay.
While you were looking, I might add that for food poisoning when I travel, Kraut juice works amazingly well. Or if I can get to some place where there's some bubbies and drink some of that liquid.
Kraut juice, yeah.
Absolutely. In 20 minutes, you have some relief. It's
a great idea.
My kids use it. My grandkids hate kraut, but they keep kraut juice in their refrigerator all the time. They tell me it works for hangovers pretty well too, but I don't know about that. So,
thank you. And that's easy enough to get these days. Like you can go to Whole Foods and they have that gut shot, and there's others that have the kraut juice.
Right. Yeah.
Kraut just pour. Yeah.
What's
that?
What kind of juice?
They call it
sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut juice.
Oh, sauerkraut.
Right.
All right. There you go. That's last night's call. So it's a big, long, crazy thing, but they'll be posting it to the site next week. But that's, you can just listen to it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys. Yeah, my husband is in love with kraut juice. And we went to a fermentation festival a couple of weeks ago, and there were local companies. And he was like, we literally bought like $150 worth of sauerkraut and sauerkraut juice. Like he was literally, oh, this one looks good. Oh, this one looks good. Oh, this. And we just came home with a whole bunch of these things. And he drinks it every day.
Oh. Yeah. You can't drink too much when you have thyroid issues, though, I hear.
I don't know.
Oh, really?
To play with it, I don't know that that's a problem. I mean, it's the juice. You're not eating the cabbage. Plus, it's fermented. And, yeah, there's a whole thing about raw cruciferous and thyroid, and it's not true of everybody. So. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Much different. The juice is, you're not eating the cabbage itself. You're eating the bubblies and all those good bacteria.
Really? Well, that's good to know, Dr. Rita Marie, because I've just planted my red cabbage and I wanted to make Rejuvelac, like cabbage Rejuvelac. But whenever I go to Ann Wigmore, I only have cabbage Rejuvelac a little bit, and I usually drink quinoa Rejuvelac more often. But... okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, test it out yourself, right?
Just
pay attention to symptoms. You know, if you have any symptoms that suggest that your thyroid's, you're getting more cold or something along those lines.
Okay.
Janet?
Did you have time to look at Rich's Dutch for a minute, or are we out of time and need to do it another day?
You know what we can do? I'm going to just say close this call. And then if anybody wants to stay, and while we do take a quick look at Rich's.
Great.
We can do that. And that way, and I'll have a separate recording for you. All right. Okay. So thank you guys. This was amazing. We got a lot of really in-depth stuff. So I'm really hope it was helpful. And I look forward to seeing many of you who are here just watching on the next call. And we'll talk to you soon. Much love.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And if you want to stay while we do Rich's thing, you can.
Bye, Rich.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Recording.